Well, I thought it was an energetic, spirited practice. The guys came out and we got accomplished what we needed to get done.
You talked a little bit about some of your issues in the bye week, or will any personnel moves help those, or you stay in the course with those? Or?
Well, I think everything's on the table when you go into a bye week, and we've discussed personnel moves, play time, scheme. It's all on the table, and we're looking forward to coming off the bye week and playing a good Tampa Bay team.
When you talk about personnel moves, how much can you really change in the NFL in terms of sort of the hand you're dealt?
Well, there's play time. You've got a 46-man roster on game day and a 53-man roster overall. So, there's not a whole lot of movement, but there can be a lot of things that you can do in terms of the amount of time and the play time that the players that you have on your team give some of the younger players more play time.
Coach, any update on Steven
Arati? No, don't have any update. We don't have to do the injury report until tomorrow, so we'll have more information. As I mentioned yesterday, Jason Snelling, we anticipated he'd be out on the field. He went through his next step, and I'm sure that he'll be cleared to go through a contact practice tomorrow.
In the end, you pretty much just have to hope that the guys you have play better. I mean, that they do things that they're not doing right now.
Jeff, we've got to play better. We've got to coach better. And I think we all have got to take responsibility for the outcomes that we've had in the first five ball games. We can't make excuses. This is a no-excuse business. And we haven't got the outcome that we wanted because we haven't played and coached as well as we need to. Said many times, like this roster, this is a good group of guys. We just haven't gotten the outcome in the first five games that we'd like to.
Coach, what have you seen that you've liked about from Brian since he arrived here last week?
Well, Brian's very intelligent. He's a smooth athlete. He's got good size, and there's some knowledge of our offense simply because of his relationship with our wide receiver coach.
Is you doing the red zone situations like 2 weeks ago against the Patriots, that you saw them line up like in punt coverage against Gonzalez, like trying to helm him in at the line? Now that you don't have Julio, do you worry about it being more difficult to get,
I really think that if you noticed in our game following the Patriots, that the league basically came out and determined how they were going to officiate that. It was officiated completely different in the New York Jets game. I believe there were two penalties that were called in that same exact situation down in the red zone when they lined up in that alignment. So it was officiated differently in our second game against the Jets than it was in the Patriots game.
You think you count on that to be consistent then?
I believe so. I believe that the officials, they have their reports every week, and they're evaluated as well. And it was officiated differently in the Jets game than it was in the Patriots game, and we anticipate it'll be that way the rest of the season.
Tony's numbers certainly have spiked here the last couple weeks. How much can you put on the shoulders of a 37-year-old tight end?
Tony has had another outstanding season, and if people are not going to be able to stop him and then they're going to give us an opportunity to throw him the football, then we're going to throw him the football. I think he's probably had as good a 2 weeks as he's had since he's been here with the Atlanta Falcons.
What more can you get out of the return game?
We've got to get a lot more. I think on kickoff returns, it's a little bit of an issue simply because most of the kickers, and when you play indoors, you're not getting the opportunities to return the kicks. A lot of kicks this year have been kicked out of the end zone or 8 or 9 deep. We need to get better in our punt return. We're not winning the field position battle like we did last year through the first five games with our ability to cover kicks and return kicks. And also we've had a couple of turnovers that have hurt our drive start. We had the turnover in the Miami game that was basically on the 19-yard line, and that will skew the statistics as well.